It is 9 a.m., folks. Time for We the People with your boy, Matt B. All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, what's the number to the station, Don? I want to give it out. Thank you. I'll take my break at about a 25, in between 25 and 30. You got it. Thank you. All right. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, Miss Barbara Oliver? Thank you so much for watching. Whoo, got a lot to talk about, man. A lot going on. Y'all bear with it. We finna jump on the air, folks. Derek Brandau, how you doing? Sir, thank you for watching. On a rock and roll this morning, man. Got a lot to talk about. We got some unfortunate things going on in our country. And I want to follow up on the conversation we were having about vaccinations. So I want to get some of that information out. St. Pete, how you doing? This is your boy, Matt B, coming to you live every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99 Jams, the Bird Radio. That is 99.1 on your FM dial, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, man. We got some information for you today, man. I got some sort of sad news a little bit. Mark Oliver, what's up? Thanks for watching. Something that's really disturbed me. I want to get that off my chest and shed some light on it. Hopefully, we build that conversation up and get some attention to this disturbing thing that happened in Georgia. Good morning, Miss Beatrice. Good morning, Beatrice. How you doing, ma'am? I love it. Thank you. So I want to shed a little bit of light on that. But I want to really thank everybody that's watching on Facebook. I really appreciate the support. I want this platform to just create and start certain conversations in our community that need to be had that may not always come up on mainstream media or may be caught in the game of big money politics. So I just want to discuss, build on the conversation we were having on vaccinations, right? But like we always do, I do want to give a shout out to people that are out here advocating on our behalf. So first of all, I want to give a big shout out to, man, the 99 Jams family, man. Thank you so much for this platform, Don J, and everybody involved. I just want to shed some light. Listen, folks, we don't have a local radio station. We don't have a local station where we can turn in and guys like myself from the community get to talk about the issues that are directly impacting our life. So I want to thank y'all and thank the 99 Jams family, man. Folks out there, if you're on Facebook, man, or you're in your car rolling, thank y'all for watching. I want to give you the number to the station, man. We would love to hear from you. We would love to do business with you. We do offer advertisement. But again, man, we have a jewel in our community. We have our local radio station. Let's support it, man. The number to the station is 727-63. I'm in my radio voice, y'all. The number to the station is 727-637-2416. Again, folks. That is 727-637-2416. Give us a call. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what you want to hear. Give us your opinion. Come do some business with us. All right, that's 99 Jams, folks. 99 FM on your 99.1 on your FM dial. All right. Now, today's shout out goes to our essential workers, right? But I want to be honest with you, man. I want to give a shout out to our leaders, man. You know, all of them, from the White House to St. Pete City Hall, man. There are genuine people out here fighting and staying up, beating the clock long hours, trying to get our country back to normal. I know they're out there. So I just want to say thank you to our leaders, the ones that are doing it from the heart, the ones that are trying to chop up these trillions of dollars. Screw you. All right. But thank you to our leaders, man, from the bottom of my heart. What about all those the staff of our leaders, man? I want to thank you to all those people that have positions in city government, state level government, federal level government that are necessary to keep our country going. So thank you to all those people. What about the people that didn't have nothing to do with the $77 million website debacle in Florida's unemployment website? What about all those people that now have to deal with the backlash of that, man? So shout out to those essential workers. Josh, what's up out of Cali? Thank you for watching, baby. All right. So big shout out to those people, man. We often see, you know, we see the drama on play out on politics on TV, but there's some people out there that are really working hard on our behalf. So let's get right into it, man. Thank y'all so much for all of our, to all of our essential workers. We appreciate the sacrifice, man. And a special thanks to all you guys that are willing to tune in and listen to me talk. I really appreciate the support. Again, the issue or what I'm trying to do here through this, I don't know, it said invite. What I'm trying to do through this platform is just start conversations about things that we should be talking about that we're not talking about, right? Okay, so unfortunately, right, I want to get into vaccinations and follow up from what we talked about. I don't know how to do that, Elder P. Let me see. I don't know what I just did, but I'm adding Elder P here. I don't know. All right, so I can't get vaccination, but unfortunately, in 2020, we're still dealing with Lynch, right up the street, right up South the street, Georgia. South. And I have to admit, Ahmaud Arbery, I did not know about this. I didn't know about I didn't hear much about this story. I heard vaguely, I heard talk about it, but I didn't know the details. I didn't know how messed up it was. And now a video has surfaced, basically a murder on tape, right? And still no one has been arrested, folks. So I want to talk a little bit about that, man. I wanted to get into, our topic. I kind of want to stay away from what's happening in the mainstream media. It's enough people telling you how many people died off of coronavirus. It's enough people telling you how. So I'm trying to stay away from mainstream news, but this cannot be ignored. I want to talk about it. The young man was jogging in his neighborhood, 25-year-old brother, man, jogging in his neighborhood, and a father and son, vigilante, retired police, followed his brother, and deem him a suspect in burglary of an unoccupied dwelling. First of all, nobody life on the line, but they chasing this brother down with a gun, right? And they catch up to this brother and basically gun him down. They take the law into their own hands. They are now the officer, the judge, and the execution. They kill this young 25-year-old brother on the spot. Where I want to pick up my conversation is where the prosecutor's conversation about why he did not pursue charges. So I want to pick up on the prosecutor's statements, right? Travis McMichael and Greg McMichael is the father and son vigilante cops that killed this brother, okay? Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Bryan is another brave citizen, I guess, right? That was following this pursuit with a camera. Thank God for him, because he ended up being the hero in this. Michelle Rayner, thank you so much for watching. Oh, man. You know what, Michelle, to be honest with you, let me say something right here. The power of Derek Thomas, what's up? Beautiful Constance Hills, how you doing, baby? I love you. The power of our social media platforms. Michelle, I heard about this from you. Your post led me to say, what? So we have a powerful platform to speak truth to power And we got to use it for more than just good, cool vacay pics. Look at how good I'm doing. Listen, folks, I don't care. I got a chipped tooth. I feel it just happened. I don't know. But I'm on the air not because I want to be cute and popular, folks. We got to talk about these things, all right? So here's what the prosecutor said, man. It appears that Travis McMichael, good old boy, and good old boy Greg, and good old boy William were following in hot pursuit a burglary suspect with solid firsthand probable cause. Some of my church members watching, that wasn't cuss words, y'all. I love y'all. But boy, this is ridiculous. Whew, solid firsthand probable cause in their neighborhood and telling him to stop, Barnhill wrote. He wrote this. It appears their intent was to stop and hold this criminal suspect until law enforcement arrived under Georgia law. That is perfectly legal, boys. Wow. So, and the only reason why I can say that now is there's a video of a murder on tape, right? I'm not speculating, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've been shot before. I got PTSD. I can't even watch the tape because I don't want to be traumatized for the next 30 days. You see what I'm saying? So this I know it's real. I can't even watch it on tape, but this is what he wrote. And let me say something before I forget, right? These people saw the tape, man. These people saw the tape and did not release it. The tape was released by somebody else. It was put on social media. So again, we have this platform. Why do you think China censors the social media? Because it will impact how the government does their business, whatever. It will disrupt what the government is doing to their people. So we have this platform. We have the First Amendment right. We have freedom of speech. We have the right to protest. We have the right to say, whoa, 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 this ain't right. So let's use our platform. Thank you again, Michelle, because it was because of your post that directed me. I wasn't going to talk about this today until I saw your post, so thank you. All right. The prosecutor, okay, so again, they saw this, okay? Barnhill also wrote that McMichaels were carrying their weapons in open fashion and that neither had felony convictions prohibiting them from owning firearms, okay? There's poop in the game right there because most black males can't defend themselves because we done got some humbug felony charge at a young age. So we lose our right to carry a firearm. So first part of this is why we don't never have this defense. And we rarely even in that conversation because we don't carry guns. We out here sitting ducks, man. All right. The prosecutor described the video. The prosecutor described the video. He saw the tape. I'm going to have to watch the tape. He saw this. He accused Arbery of initiating the confrontation by attacking Travis McMichael in a fight over the shotgun he was holding. Come on, guys. The prosecutor described the video. And then this is a man jogging. It goes on to say that the man was trying to jog. I'm going to read a little more about this. It goes on to say that the man was jogging, trying to jog around the car. They done posted up a car in the middle of the road to block the brother off. He tried to jog around. And then when you run up on me with a gun, I started it because I'm defending myself. This is in 2020. And I'm going to tell you something. What scares me so much about this, right? This incident is very scary all by itself, okay? Then it gets even more scary when you have the prosecutor saying, yeah, they was just getting this suspect, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it was even more colder. The police report said, we found him bleeding out in the street. He was dead where he lied. That was what the police report said. So in 2020, we still have this level, this magnitude of corruption within a police force designed or built to protect and serve the citizens of the United States. Folks, we got to stand up. Linda Lucas, thank you so much for watching. And I really appreciate that support. We need all levels of our society need to start really having these conversations. We have to have these conversations collectively, right? And I'll get into a little bit more of that because when we start talking about big pharma and everything else, it's even more sad. But back to Abdul Arbery. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. Somebody, please correct me. It is so unreal, Caprice Edmund. Thank you so much for watching. Man, okay, so the first shot is through Arbery's right hand palm, which is consistent with him grabbing and pulling the shotgun at the barrel tip, the letter stated. This is the letter from the prosecutor, man. Wow. Brian's video, which began circulating on social media this week, appears to show, however, that the first shot was fired by Arbery, was shot before Arbery could grab the weapon. So they shot him before he, they shot him for defending himself. They shot him for saying, hey, what are you doing? Come on, man. And they're not in jail. They're not in jail. Wow. And social media is bringing light to this. Again, this is why I do this, okay? I ain't trying to be cute. I ain't trying to be popular. This stuff we need to talk about, man. And again, I saw this through Michelle Rainer's post on Facebook. And it, so these platforms are powerful. And I promise you, they're probably not going to be free for long, in my opinion. Austin Peterson, thank you so much for watching, man. You know I love you. Man, all right. So it also, okay, he was shot before he touched the man. It also contradicts Greg Michaels' claim that he and his son pulled up along Arbery and had told him to stop. They said they pulled up on him, okay? The video shows Brian pulled up in his own vehicle as Arbery jogs down a residential street. Arbery comes up on Travis McMichael's light color pickup truck, which is already parked in the roadway ahead of him. They ambushed his brother. 25 years old, man. 25 years old. It gets worse. And then I got more stuff. My gosh. All right. All right. So, what time is it? Check my time out. It is 9:15. We doing good. All right. Travis okay, the video shows Brian pulled up in his own way. They ambushed his brother, right? He's already standing in the back of the pickup truck. The dad can be seen in the bed of the pickup truck with a handgun in his hand. So the son, Adam, come out with him on the shotgun, boom, and the daddy standing on the pickup truck with a handgun, folks. This is what's going on in 2020 in the United States of America. Come on, man. Okay. Wow, man. So scary. All right. Now, back to the district attorney. Arbery jogs around the passenger side of the truck into the grass in an attempt to run around the men as he runs around the front of the truck and approaches Travis McMichael. The first shot can be heard. So this brother trying to run away, man. Two folks with a gun, 25 year old, one of our children, one of our babies. Come on, man. Miss Taylor, thank you for watching. Abram Jones, thank you for Donald Barber, man. Thank y'all all so much for watching. I really appreciate y'all, man. One of our babies, man. They stalking, decided. He's a criminal, and the prosecutor went along with it. And what's so scary is the prosecutor went along with it. And while we're not paying attention, Donald Trump is positioning people in the higher courts so they can also go along with it, folks. We're in trouble. Yes, the coronavirus is real, but we've been in trouble long before the coronavirus. Got a lot of viruses. Got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not going to ask one more citizen to vote for one more politician until I know what's going on out here, man. Folks, we have rights and we also have responsibilities. And one of our responsibilities is to educate ourselves, folks. So as I educate myself, I'm going to take it on myself to come up here with my chip tooth, even though and talk to y'all every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99 Jams Berg Radio, because this need to be heard. Somebody need to talk about it. All right. So, the daddy's standing there with a shotgun, blah, blah, blah. Though Arbery appears to be close to the shotgun, there does not appear to be a scuffle between the two men before he shot. Ain't wasn't no firing going on. What happened first was this brother got shot. That's what happened first. He didn't even fight. He got bam. Wow. After the first shotgun blast, Arbery tries to get the gun away from Travis McMichael and punches at the armed man multiple times. Two additional shots are fired as Arbery fights for his life. One of our babies. This is what they got to do. In 2020, Yes. Yes. Two prosecutors. Yeah, that's correct, Donald Barber. Two, and thank you for watching, sir. Two prosecutors. And I think they resigned from the case because of their connection to Mr. McMichael. Mr. McMichael was connected in law enforcement. He was retired. So the daddy, the vigilante daddy that was standing on the back of the pickup truck with a pistol is a retired cop and also had connections to these prosecutors. So they didn't want no part of it. It wasn't until it was on social media that I believe the grand jury indictment was pursued. Correct me if I'm wrong, folks, but either way, and if it took two prosecutors and a social media video, we in bad shape in the United States of America. And this is not far from my home, 5 hours away. I have been in Brunswick, Georgia numerous times. It's a truck stop right there as soon as you get in Georgia and pass the scale coming back south, Brunswick, Georgia, right up the street from us. You know what I'm saying? So this is live action. This is not something we have the liberty to ignore. They say the young man, 25 years old, was fighting for his life. Okay? Aubrey starts to stumble away from Travis McMichael before falling to the roadway, mortally wounded. This was cold. The police report on the shooting stated that officers found Aubrey bleeding out in the street. He died where he lay. Wow. In his letter, the prosecutor appeared to blame Aubrey for his own death. This is just, I can't make this stuff up. Come on. This is what's going on in 2020 in the United States of America. I wasn't planning on talking about this today, but I saw it on social media, which, again, I can't say this enough. We have these platforms. We have the ability to connect with one another. We have the ability to communicate. We have the ability to find information, research information. We have the ability and the right to pass that information along. Listen, use these platforms. Let's speak truth to power. Let's unite. Let's shed some light on these issues that are not getting covered. I didn't see this. I have to admit, I haven't been as actively in day-to-day news because I'm just tired of seeing how many people died from corona and this and that. So I'm kind of just doing my own off-the-beaten-path research. But I haven't seen much on this. I'm so glad that there is now national attention on this. But let me read the letter that this prosecutor wrote. The angle of the shots in the video show this was from the beginning or almost immediately became a fight over the shotgun. This is what the prosecutor wrote. Given the fact Aubrey initiated the... That's what the prosecutor wrote. Given the fact that Aubrey initiated the fight, at the point Aubrey grabbed the shotgun, under Georgia law, McMichael was allowed to use deadly force to protect himself. Under Georgia law, under Florida law, stand your ground, George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin. Marquise McLaughlin, thank you, Michelle Rayner, for bringing him to justice. Thank you. Try not to cuss and use bad words on the airwaves. Shout out to 99 Jams, man. Thank y'all for having me on. Hey, everybody out there, listen, thank y'all. I don't mean to be doom and gloom, y'all. Hey, I'm the happy-go-lucky guy, man. You follow me? But, shit, man, it's getting real out here, man. It's getting real out here, man. And we need justice. Yes, we do. Justice for Ahmaud Arbery, man. I saw it on Facebook again. I saw the sign that said, say his name. Man, shouldn't have to keep doing this. Come on, man. We got to fight. And this is my way of fighting, man, with some information for you guys, man. Thank y'all so much for watching, man. Woo! All right. He wrote, Okay. Given the fact that Arbery initiated the fight, man. Wow. Barnhill wrote that although McMichael had his finger on the trigger, we do not know who caused the firings. But then there was also on the video, it showed you the gun was fired before somebody needs to go to jail. It shows you on the video that the gun was, and they had the video. It shows you on the video that the gun was fired before the young man was able to touch it. This man lying. Somebody needs to go to jail. Somebody need to go to jail. And I'm not an advocate of folks going to jail. I'm an advocate for criminal justice reform. But this right here is the lowest of the low, and it's in our government. our elected people, the people we trust to protect and serve, somebody need to go to jail. Come on, man. We do not know who caused the firings. This bomb. Arbery would only have had, look at this, this is ridiculous. This is where they try to throw you off. Arbery would only have had to pull the shotgun approximately 1/16 to 1/8 of 1 inch to fire the weapon himself. And in the height of an altercation, this is entirely possible. The prosecutor wrote this. After they have a video saying that the first shot was fired before the young man could even grab the gun. It's a lie. This is criminal. This is criminal activity. Hey, shout out to the people listening to you on the radio. Listen, if you can't hear me for a second or two, just picture me making a real dumb face when I read this ridiculous stuff I'm reading, y'all. So, hey, work with me on this here. Wow. It get worse. I can't even make this stuff up. It gets worse. Arbery, this is what the prosecutor wrote. Listen to this. Arbery's mental health records and prior convictions help explain his apparent aggressive nature and his possible thought pattern to attack an armed man. This is what the prosecutor wrote. You know what his arrest record is? Shoplifting. And he's 25 years old. So he was young, shoplifting. They painted him as a criminal before, they painted it in the middle, and they painted him as a criminal now. As a result of local law enforcement's failure to share the video with the victim's family, they will see his horrific murder for the first time on the internet. While this video was withheld, a false narrative was constructed where the victim was slandered as a criminal with mental health concerns. While this video was withheld, it was withheld, folks. And it went before a grand jury. And guess what? Grand juries won't be going on for another 2-3 months. So these people still out here. They're still out here free. And if it goes on the path that the third prosecutor sent it on, after watching the video, that still ain't nobody going to jail. You see what I'm saying? The white dude was connected. The law enforcement officer was connected. His attorney, Arbery's attorney, told CNN Arbery's alleged criminal background was a shoplifting conviction in the past. The reference to alleged conduct from high school or shoplifting is absurd and has nothing to do with his murder. That's what his attorney is saying. Right on, brother. The video clearly shows Mr. Arbery jogging down the road in the middle of the day. He argued that time check. Okay. He argued. I'm gonna get through this, man. I want to get one more thing I want to talk about. Just his connections. Oh, gosh. Wow, man. I'm just going to close with this, man. But again, folks, I'm going to get off of this. But Ahmaud Arbery, Brunswick, Georgia, gunned down by two white men, a father and son, an ex-police, on tape, unarmed brother, jogging, minding his own business. I wouldn't care if he was shoplifting. How about that? I wouldn't care if he had a couple items on him. They don't give you the right to gun him down in the street. So this is what we got going on in 2020, folks. And here's the scary part as I sum up my conversation about Ahmaud Arbery. And please, prayers and my condolences to the family. And I am so sorry that we have to have these conversations about one of our babies dying like this right here in 2020. To sum it up, folks, we have to get involved because the prosecutor covered it up. And now there are judges positioned in higher levels to continue to cover up the injustices of our people. And guess what? White folks, black folks, all Americans, are now responsible for this, because it'll be your child next. Can't keep hiding from it. All right. Hey, we're going to go on a quick break out there, man. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank y'all so much for listening, man. I really appreciate it. Wow, man. This is real, man. This is real. This was not what I wanted to talk about today. We don't break just a second for a second. It's not what I want to talk about today. But wow, how can I not talk about this? And I would just encourage us all. Derek Thomas always preaching. Thank you for preaching, my brother. I appreciate your passion, man. Whose possessors stay them and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich. And their own shepherds pity them not. Their own shepherd. Derek Thomas, you got to give me the meat and potatoes, the meaning of that one. You got to break it down for me so I can tell the people, man. Man, I mean, we live in some perilous times, folk. What I really want to talk about, and I'll jump into it, man. Another interesting article, just to piggyback, and kind of like in a sick way tie everything we're talking about together. Let me get back to my. But man, I appreciate it. Thank everybody for watching, man. I appreciate it, man. I hope that this information is adding some type of value to you and giving you the ability to make some more informed decisions, man, and then really learn what we and how we can hold our politicians accountable. You know, we can't do it if we don't know what's going on. And there's so much going on, man. Read the first part of the scripture. Whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty. Wow. I can't read that good. That's my problem. I'm going to stop saying that. I'll be stumbling through my words. Okay. Wow. I just got a text from my mom and said, you shouldn't talk about anything else today. I understand it. It is. Woo. Whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty. Wow. This is tough, man. I understand it, mama, but I'm going to keep it moving. And, oh, it's amazing. I'm gonna listen to my mom and keep just read the rest of this article, guys. We owe it to the young man. Use your voice. Thank you, Michelle Rayner, for using your voice and bringing this to my attention. Wow. I'm gonna read. I'll read the rest of this here. Wow. What can I say? We'll be coming right back, guys. His attorney is the young man's attorney, Ahmaud. I gotta stop hitting the tape. Ahmaud Arbery's attorney is Mr. Merritt. So if you hear me refer to Merritt, that's the attorney. All right. Where? This way. All right. It's just sad, man. It's just really sad. Jennifer, how you doing, baby? Thank y'all so much for watching. Maureen, thank you so much for watching. We're going to get right back into it, guys. Hello, everybody. Welcome back, man. This is your boy, Matt B, man. Coming to you live every Thursday morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. with We The People, folks. Just talking about the things that I feel like are important and sharing information to the people that we can use just to become more educated and more engaged and more responsible, man. More responsible citizens. We have rights, but we have responsibilities. Man, oh, terrible situation in Georgia. Mr. Ahmaud Arbery. Gunned down. No one has gone to jail. Please keep us up to speed if any developments. Somebody should be going to jail. All right. Oh, I don't want to talk about it no more. My mom just texted me and said, don't talk about anything else, man. It's just terrible, folks. It's terrible. This is the time we live in. It's 2020, folks. Gunned down. The prosecutor accused him right on tape. I mean, right here, he wrote it. I'm going to read it again, man. He saw this tape. And if you've seen the tape, right, if you've seen the tape, comment on it and tell me, is it obvious that this young man was gunned down? Because to me, it sounds like he was running for his life and got gunned down while the prosecutor made him out to be guilty, the guilty party. So I'm going to transition, man. I'm going to get out of this, man. We got a few minutes left. Vaccinations is what we talked about last week. Ah, man, it is tough to really just get away from that, man. Just to get away from that, we have lynchings. You know, it's you know, one of our babies. It could have been one of our children, man. Jogging, man. So, all right. I said that I was going to stay away from the conspiracy side of the vaccination conversation, right? Wow, it don't take long to get looped in to the sad realities that's going on with our CDC, okay, and our big pharma, okay? It is all jacked up, folks. I got tons of articles here. Too much information, but just to kind of transition from the murder of this brother, right? And again, man, my condolences to the family of Ahmaud. That's a shame. Ahmaud Arbery, man. Gunned down. No one's in jail. Let's keep talking about this. Let's keep bringing attention to this. Thank y'all so much for watching. Has anyone lately heard the name Tim Cunningham? I have not. As I was Googling to do research on the CDC, this name came up, Tim Cunningham. And I'm just transitioning with this story. It's just kind of weird. I'm not saying one thing or another, but I'm just going to read this to you guys, okay, in my broken up, stumbled up English or whatever. The case, Tim Cunningham is... Okay, the case of missing government scientists has given way to a number of theories for what happened to him. This was back in March 1st, 2018. Talking about the CDC, this was one of their young, prominent epidemiologists. Brother, okay? All right, now. The case of missing government scientists has given way to a number of theories for what happened to him. While some are plausible, more plausible than others, there is one undisputable fact. Tim Cunningham, an epidemiologist for the Centers of Disease Control in Atlanta, went missing on February 12th after he went home sick from work. Okay, the Morehouse College graduate, who went on to achieve two graduate degrees from Harvard University, including a doctorate, before returning to Atlanta for work, was beloved by many, as evidenced by the massive campaign on social media launched by family, friends, colleagues, and law enforcement. A crowdsourced reward was ballooned to more than $23,000, well over double the GoFundMe. So he's very popular. He's a very popular guy. And again, social media was used. Steve Horn, thank you so much for watching all the way from Cali, baby. California love. Don, what's up, baby? Thank y'all for watching. It's sad times. The spirit of y'all, you... I appreciate life, man. Even though some crap going on, I still appreciate being able to be here and sitting here and talking to you guys, man. Somebody listening, man. Thank y'all. I love y'all and I appreciate it. Terrible though, man, what we got going on. All right. Now, he reportedly was angered because he was passed over. Immediately, that's what he had other issues. He was angry. Blah, blah, blah. However, that's what they said, that he reportedly was angered because he was passed over for a promotion by the CDC, okay? Now, where is it at? I want to talk about this brother's credentials. Okay. The Morehouse College graduate, who went on to achieve two graduate degrees from Harvard University, including a doctorate before returning to Atlanta for work, was beloved Harvard University. All right? And I done went through 2 degrees from Harvard University. No doubt you done got passed over. No doubt you done got pooped on. No doubt that these things happened, but he went on and got his degree. But now you passed more. I don't know if I buy that he committed suicide, but blah, blah, blah. That's what they say. But however, it will be totally out of character for him, according to his Twitter followers. Okay? Before he went missing, he apparently was not acting like himself, including making a comment to his next door neighbor that was odd, stating that he told his neighbor to erase his cell phone number. I don't know. Cunningham's parents, who traveled from Maryland only to find their son's personal belongings in his home, including his cell phone, wallet, car keys, and dog, were fearing the worst and suspected foul play was involved. They know their son. They suspected foul play. This was in 2018, not related to anything we just talked about. Just transitioning into how this wickedness has the potential to sift over into our day-to-day life and governmental process. That's what I can say. All right. This is where I just want to put this out there, and then I'll kind of qualify it with some of the other headlines that I see. All right. And again, this is not a pro or anti-vaccination conversation. This is a anti-corruption conversation. Please get that clear. Please get that clear. I'm so glad I so elegantly articulated that. This is an anti-corruption campaign. All right. This is the young brother that ended up missing. They did find him in the river, Chattahoochee River. I think the same river where they found the children in the Atlanta child murders. But they found him in the Chattahoochee River, and he was a good swimmer. So drowning was not also a good... But, you know, if you leave it there and you just say, well, the brother was a high-ranking, well-respected member of the CDC, and he came up missing, so suicide really just still does not... Even if what I'm getting ready to tell y'all next was not an issue, right? Suicide would still be a stretch for this brother. I don't mean to get caught up in all this gloomy stuff, man, but it's just the reality, man. All right. Okay. There was also the emerging theory about Cunningham's role in allegedly determining that this year's flu shot was deadly, contributing to Atlanta's deadly flu epidemic. Your Newswire wrote a story last Thursday saying Cunningham was the person who made that discovery and that he wanted to remain anonymous for his safety. Okay. Another user on Twitter, and this is, again, Twitter is a very questionable source for reliable information, right? But again, this leads to some facts that I just want to put out there to set the tone of the level of corruption that we have in our government. Not pro or anti-vax. What am I? Anti-corruption. All right. Somebody put that on the comments. Thanks, Matt Burr, for being anti-corruption. Oh, wow. He also said they were spraying stuff in the air. So he was calling some stuff out. Okay, this is what they said. Cunningham was making significant headway with his research on certain diseases that have mostly affected people of color, such as Ebola and Zika. He's missing. He died. Facts. He was working. He was doing some research on certain diseases that have mostly affected people of color, such as Ebola and Zika, at the time of his appearance. Just facts, folks. You make your own decision, all right? Sounds fishy to me. I don't mean to be, I feel like I was yelled at y'all. Sorry about that. He was also the author of a 2017 study connected to the 1996 ban by the NRA against the CDC examining gun violence as a crisis. He was the author. You can't get away from that. He was the author of it against the NRA. A lot of money, folks. Lots of money. What's the time? Got too much. It's a good problem. That means I'm doing my research. I got too much to talk about. Thank you, Don. Thank you so much. Matt Bird is anti-corruption, not anti-vaccination. Trying to sell whatever. Herd immunity. Okay. Just show me the research and the science and clear me up. All right? Before you mandate a shot. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry for yelling at Trevor Mallory. Y'all, please forgive me. All right. Hey, man, thank y'all so much for listening, man. All right. He was also the author of a 2017 study connected to the 1996 ban by the NRA against the CDC examining gun violence as a crisis. So he tried to speak up, folks, he was doing some research on certain diseases that was mostly affecting people of color, like Ebola and Zika, and he also spoke out against the NRA. Where did it say that? At the time of his appearance, okay? Disappearance. The implication, while admittedly far-fetched, but certainly not implausible, was that someone may have wanted to stop his work making strides in areas that have to do with the wellness of black and brown people. Police launched an investigation after he was officially reported missing. That was old. They did find his body. And they did find his body, but no, this is unsolved murder. So, CDC, all right? CDC, folks. Wow. I'm going to skip over some. Let me see the time. 45. We got a little time, but there's lots of it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to break this down into like small conversations so I don't have to drag you around for an hour and put small, shorter videos on Facebook and keep this show, man, a little more lively, man. I want to bring some positive vibes to the people, man. I want to make you smile in the morning. I want to make you enjoy, but I want to make you think. So right now, we ain't got time to play. Sorry, folks, but we ain't got time to play. We'll get back to the fun and dada, but right now, we got some things that we got to talk about, all right? I want to read this about Big Pharma, which is the people that make the vaccines, okay? There's four major companies that make the vaccines, okay? I just want to read this about how the liability has been minimized for the producers at vaccine companies. The Office of Special Masters of the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, properly known as Vaccine Court, administers a no-fault system for litigating vaccine injury claims. These claims against vaccine manufacturers cannot normally be filed in state or federal civil courts, but instead must be heard in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, sitting without a jury. These are just facts, not pro-anti-vax, just facts. There is a program called the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, popularly known as Vaccine Court, okay? Another fact. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was established by the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, passed by the United States Congress in response to a threat to the vaccine supply due to the 1980s scare. Scare is real, over the DPT vaccine. Despite the belief of most public health officials that claim, okay, no, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to get to, here's what I wanted to get to. The VICP was adopted in 1986 in response to the concerns of the DPT vaccine, right? Several U.S. lawsuits against vaccine makers won substantial awards. Most makers ceased production, and the last remaining major manufacturers also threatened to stop producing vaccine. The VICP uses a no-fault system. That's why they removed the liability so people stop making them, okay? Which sounds like an awful lot of control to me, but here we go. Just want to put these little facts out there, make y'all think, not anti-vax, pro-vax, anti, that was not on purpose, but I liked it. Anti-corruption. Dab on. Anti-corruption, man. That's what I am. Okay, to the corruption. Okay. Hundreds of millions of dollars flow to lobbyists and politicians on Capitol Hill each year to shape laws and policies that keep drug company profits growing. The pharmaceutical industry, which has about two lobbyists for every member of Congress. So they got two people with that money for every member of Congress. They hit them from both directions. They spent $152 million on influencing legislation in 2016. That has now increased well in the $200 million range in 2020, folks. They spent $152 million influencing legislation in 2016. According to the Center of Responsive Politics, drug companies also contributed more than $20 million directly to political campaigns last year. About 60% went to Republicans, neither here nor there. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, was the single largest beneficiary with donations from the industry totaling $228,000. I don't want to say it's neither here nor there if it's a Republican or a Democrat. It absolutely matters, right? But we need to, there are Democrats that are on the wrong side of this issue as well, right? The truth is what we have to stand on, and then we can hold everybody accountable, okay? Some things are just not a partisan issue. Some things are just right, man, or wrong, man, all right? And and let me say this, lobbying. There is no other industry by far that spends more money influencing politicians than big pharma, okay? They spend money to earn to vaccines, billions of dollars. Okay, so much, man, so much. Pfizer, who makes Viagra. Viagra is not even their biggest seller. They make another very popular diabetes drug, not the biggest profit. Pfizer made $6 billion profit last year on vaccinations. There is a lot of money. And again, they're spending $20 million going directly to political campaigns. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars influencing legislation, folks. We cannot ignore that. And then just blindly go say, hey, these people told my baby to get 26 shots. When our parents was growing up, they had three vaccines. My mom's still around, right? Now they have 72 vaccines. And it's a big, big, big money. I'm sorry I didn't really get into that. I was really thrown off by the young brother, man. Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, man. It threw me off, but there's so much. And let me read on a little bit. Just about how much money is Big Pharma, man. Let me just read some of the headlines. Big Pharma prepares to profit from the coronavirus. They're looking to profit big because they have to make making a vaccine. So it's a race. Vito Sheely, what's up, my brother? Whoever, Corey Outlaw, thank y'all for watching, man. Whoever gets the vaccine first, it's a $1 billion move. But that's on a regular basis. They're looking at this now as a chance of a lifetime to make money. That's just what like financial institutions are saying about Big Pharma and what they have, what the profits they stand to make from the coronavirus. Just facts, not pro or anti-vax, anti-corruption. Can't say it enough. The CDC conspiracy. CDC, Centers for Damaged Credibility. The CDC's deadly cocktail, corruption, deception, and cover-ups. CDC keeps secrets its mishaps with deadly germs. Is the CDC losing control? Pharmaceutical companies' role in state vaccination policymaking. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars influencing legislation, and we have to blindly give our children vaccination when the science is not even clear to the scientists, folks. If you got children out there, we need more scientists. Encourage your children. I'm encouraging these younger generation, man. Shout out to, I thought I saw Jawan on here, man. One of the, a rocket scientist, man. I'm so thankful for you, man. Encourage these young people. We need more scientists, man. We need to encourage this next generation. Corey Outlaw, y'all millennials, man. We need people talking about this stuff, man. It's ridiculous. I got a few minutes left, and I got to go, man. I enjoy talking to y'all. I got so much more. As you can see, the coronavirus, they got a vaccine right now that's being tested on humans. That's missing a step. Typically, there's a step where you must test it on animals first for safety, but the rush, the money is so big. Auntie, how you doing, baby? Thank you for watching. The amount of profits they stand to make are so large, they are already testing coronavirus vaccines on humans. That article was in the Washington Post. When? Tuesday, this week, testing on humans. There are 23 companies are working on coronavirus treatments. And here's where it stands. It's a race, folks, for who gets there first. Vaccine conspiracy. The CDC caught lying again. This is articles, man. It's all information out there. Pfizer vaccine manufacturers, winners in big fight. Winners in fight for your privacy. Vaccine are among Big Pharma's best-selling products. So, folks, that's enough information right there for today. Big Pharma, and I guess I really want to share this. The opioid crisis, folks. Government officials, science, Jesus, man. I hate to say something, right, that's not properly qualified, but I had an article on that too, man. All right, I have to do more. You're so welcome, and thank you, Michelle. You really inspired me this morning, man, to really talk about Ahmaud Arbery, man. So we need to use our platforms, folks. I don't know how long we're going to have access to and the ability to talk to each other, like, on a platform of this magnitude, and it's not priced out of reach for us. So thank y'all, for each one of y'all, for using y'all voice, man. Moral of the story, folks. My conclusion, let me make sure I get every point I wanted to make. This is what I wrote down. This is my conclusion. Capitalism, more specifically for today's topic, Big Pharma. Bottom line, I can't do it. The conclusion today, man, is we have platforms, we have voices. Mike Huntley, what's going on, man? Man, Mike Huntley, if they would have had social media when you was in high school, bro, oh, man, you would have been off the chain. Man, the moral of today's story, I think, is we have voices. We have platforms. Let's educate ourselves. Let's talk to one another. Let's have the uncomfortable conversations. Let's be bold. Let's be brave. Let's speak truth to power, and let's start shedding light on the things that affect us every day that we are ignoring. So, man, I really want to thank y'all again for tuning in. It means a lot to me to have people take the time out to listen to me. I do my research. I do stay up late. Again, you can see it. I want to talk about something positive. I want to bring, you know, joy. But again, right now we live in some serious times, and we got to get after it, man. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. I appreciate it, man. I will continue to work. Y'all inspire me. I'm inspired by many of you guys that are watching today. I thank y'all. This has been your boy Matt B, man, coming to you live every Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99 Jams, the Berg Radio. That is 99.1 FM, man. Thank y'all so much. Until the next time, man, I really, really love y'all. Y'all dream big, man. Love more, pay attention, and be beautiful, man. Thank y'all so much, man. It's your boy, Matt B. Love y'all, man. Love you. Love you, Auntie. I sure will keep it up, man. As long as y'all keep watching, man, y'all got me fired up, man. Y'all got me fired up. So I want to bring information to y'all, man, to help us grow, man. I love y'all, man. Till next time. All right now. Oh, man. Thank you. Man, love y'all. Bye-bye. y'all so welcome, man. Yes, stay safe. Thank you, Donald Barber, man. Appreciate it. Mike Huntley, man, when everything clear up, man, I'm going to have to do an interview with you, man. That's going to be exciting, man. Talk about the good old days, man. Wow. Come a long way from the good old days, man. I appreciate y'all so much, man. Julian King, man, thank you. Miss Monroe, thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, it's local news. We got to be media, Miss Monroe. We got platforms, man. You know, we got access. We got the ability to share information with one another. We got the ability to shed light, man. I appreciate that so much, man. Thank y'all so much for watching, man. Till the next time, y'all tune in. I'm going to start doing some small breakdowns on this corruption in Big Pharma, man. We need to talk about that. And this is, our politicians are getting money from these folks. So we can start calling them out, man, and make them stop taking that money. And then we'll start seeing some price. Tough fight when you're fighting millions and millions of dollars, man. All right, I'm going to shut up, man. Love y'all. Thank y'all.